The following program contains strong language, left-wing political comment, and offensive line.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Alles einsteigen, bitte! Türen schließen! Das Blumenpflücken während der Fahrt ist verboten!
This country is at war.
I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world! And now, a walk in the Black Forest.
That's got to be the loudest shit I've ever seen.
It's great, isn't it?
It is.
One of my students was walking down the corridor today. She said, "Oh my God, I'm blind!"
She's failing.
Oh my God, I'm deaf. Good evening and welcome to this, the colourful edition of A Walk in the Black Forest.
Except for you two in black.
204, excuse me, black's the new black. Episode 240. On tonight's show...
Mine's just dirty.
Monitoring the download, jacking Blinky Bill, the Cronulla Riots, Shpoofty the Mufti, Millions at Peach, the singular, Bully the Video Game, God on Your Beat, Woman from Mailbag, and all that on the All Man, All Meat, A Walk in the Black Forest. Apart from me, I'm a vegetarian. Doesn't mean I'm not all man, though.
Guess what I had for breakfast?
Start that debate again, what? Are we?
Guess no. What I had for breakfast today?
What?
I had bacon surprise.
What?
The surprise there was no bacon?
No, the surprise is it's only bacon.
Nice.
There we go. That was the Offspring going wee, 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 wee. Better be careful. That's got a secret 3 seconds of silence on the end there.
I noticed that.
To 1992, and that was Come Out and Play by the Offspring. This is A Walk in the Black Forest. You are listening to 2RRR 88.5 FM, and it
is... Can I just say, before we go any further...
Certainly.
...that my name is Richard.
And I'm not.
And I'm so fucking glad I'm not. It's 22 minutes to the hour of 11 o'clock.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
How rude was that?
I was going to sing them, but I'm not allowed to.
Okay.
But I got in the first one at 22 minutes.
Come on, and play!
Does that count?
I think so.
At least I'm not a pirate king.
That's no.
And now, we should actually say thank you to Chris and Mate for their usual trampoline appearance. It was fun.
Yeah, so if you've were listening to Trampoline and have now joined us, thank you for staying with the station.
And if you've downloaded us about 14 weeks later than when we went to air, welcome back.
Now, of course.
It's getting a bit old, that gag, Pete.
It is. But you know what? When they all three go up at once, it won't be old, because I'll just hear them 6 hours straight.
Yeah,
they'll go,
be 11 weeks
God
out.
That Peter's funny.
And the words, in the infinite and timely words of Richard.
I am a pirate king. I am a pirate king. This is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
See, I got it absolutely freaking right. When we did it the other week, you told me that they were the wrong words.
No, I didn't.
And I'd like you to just stick them up your ass.
Again?
And say, I'm Richard.
Sure.
Yes. Now, during the week, this morning to be entirely precise, Peter Costello came into the media.
Did he?
Come out of.
Sorry, I got confused for a second.
He came into the media spotlight, as he tends to do once in a while whenever he wants to be Prime Minister and John Howard won't let him and sends him back to the doghouse too. No.
He's just come out of his casket, he removes the cape and walks forth.
Now, Little Peter, as I prefer to call him.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Well, you know, if his boss can be Little Johnny, I think we can call him Little Peter. Little Peter made a few comments this morning connecting the Cronulla riots to the rather, shall we say, unwise remarks made by the Mufti, Sheikh Al-Halali.
Someone would call them unwise.
It's disgraceful.
It is disgraceful. This, of course, backs up. This is quite interesting because in the last couple of weeks, there's been a bit of, how should I put this, historical revisionism about the Cronulla riots. Now, people, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm asking this in a serious, non-journalistic kind of way.
Yeah, because normally we wouldn't correct you.
No.
So it's nice that you would ask.
Because I know everything.
Mm. I like that Peter puts things in context. Now, if you're out there and you're not too sure what context is, Peterpedia at walkblackforest.org. I'm trying, all right?
Yeah, you're working on it. One day I'll get an email. Trust me.
I'm living on a prayer.
We haven't got to the mailbag yet. That's later in the show.
Now,
calm down.
I will. I'm calm.
Calm down.
My pulse is calm down. Now,
it's disgraceful, I was saying.
Okay, so I'm back to this. Right. So in the last couple of weeks, there's been a little bit of, shall we say, historical revisionism about the Cronulla riots.
Absolutely.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Cronulla riots were initially a group of drunk, fired up, stupid white Australians.
I prefer the term Anglo.
Who had announced through the use of mobile phones and flyers around cars on the beach that they were going to turn up at Cronulla and take their beach back.
Mm.
Is that correct? Am I wrong with that?
I'm pretty sure that was
that
right.
That broad description of what it was about?
Can I just say that it's a pretty big task.
To take
the beach back. For starters, to where?
Exactly.
Good point.
And secondly, I don't know if you're going to get like a dump truck that big.
That's a lot of buckets.
How many people tried to take a beach in Turkey and lost?
I know, it's shameful. Now, interestingly enough, I think actually the thing...
Disgraceful.
The thing we are missing out on...
I'm an Australian for making that comment, aren't I?
You are. You won't be here next week. We'll be getting...
I'll be deported.
Tamkish.
Let's just cut to the chase, shall we?
If I remember correctly, a lot of this was initiated by a certain organised group, I believe.
White power?
No. There was the organised gang that sort of congregates around Cronulla and the beaches area.
Correct.
And they were the people that actually instigated this. Now, of course, later on the media decided these people were heroes when the initial, as you say, revisionism occurred, where it was actually, they weren't just... acts of violence, there were acts of patriotism.
Correct. Now, quite interestingly, of course, they were generally wearing the Australian flag while they were beating the shit out of a bunch of fairly innocent people on trains. There was a certain
That's
amount...
not really to do with the beach.
No, but they...
Can I suggest that if there were beatings on the trains, that there should be the Cronulla train riots?
Mm. Nice.
So there was actually two riots. There was the Cronulla riots and the train riots.
Which are sort of separate incidences.
Yeah, they just happened to be around the same time, but there was actually two riots. And I think that it's a bit disgraceful of the police not to identify the fact that there actually were two riots and to keep them out of the papers.
Yes, I agree with you.
And I think it's because they don't want people to know that the trains are a dangerous place.
That's very true, and particularly Cronulla trains.
I think the thing that does link the two series of attacks together was
You can get a bus from the station to the beach.
Yeah.
And that's the way... Strangely
that's
enough,
mall,
there was no riots on the buses.
There's a mall there, though.
What is that goes?
There was no riots in the mall either.
Right, so the mall and the bus is probably the safest place you can be.
I think so. So, generally, there was an issue with the fact that, obviously, as we said, there's historical revisionism, as Abe said. We've moved down the point where they've moved from being
thugs
who Debenham made a comment that he would lock all of them up for any charge he could make up.
That's right.
To being heroes. Now, last week in MX, that fine bastion of Australian journalism that's handed out free at railway stations and left on trains for people to pick up and read, published by a great Australian in Rupert Murdoch.
You know, he is... I actually believe he was down at the riots. Doing his Australian...
Unshirted, wearing an Australian flag around his neck.
All he was wearing was zinc... pair of dick stickers. That's it.
Nice. With the Australian flag on them?
I don't know. I think there's a little bit of stars and stripes action, but that was underneath the swimmers.
Now, okay,
you know what I mean?
so,
get the cream.
so
Yeah. You wouldn't want to wear one with the flag because someone might burn them off you.
That's very true. Mm. So, and there'd be none of that because that
I mean, none
is
of that.
Australian.
That's disgraceful.
Un-Australian. So, these guys have become heroes. Now, the people who then, in an equally form of stupid thuggery, went to Brighton the next day and had a sort of, like, you know, shall we say, revenge riot.
I suppose
retribution,
so.
If you will.
It was basically...
My God, there were three riots.
There were
the Cronulla riots, the train riots, and the Brighton riots.
Yes. Now, these
Brighton riots... It's a conspiracy
riots,
of the media that we don't know about. These
exactly.
Sure.
These Brighton riots were the Brighton car riots.
Yes.
See, as opposed cars to right. And people were attacked. So now we're looking at the beach, trains... And cars.
And don't forget,
no
there was also the Brighton RSL riots.
Oh,
where
yes.
the guy climbed the Brighton RSL, climbed the building of the Brighton RSL and took the flag down and burnt it.
He did.
Oh, that was actually at the RSL.
That was actually RSL,
right.
at the RSL.
So my gag earlier was a bit premature.
It was.
Story of my life.
That's okay. One day, there are now pills that can fix it.
Oh, so I've heard.
And a nasal spray.
So I'm told about 100 times a day.
Exactly right. So... they're now considered to be the villains, you know, dirty thugs, you know, Islamofascists, I believe is the word they use these days.
I've heard that said.
All yeah. right, yeah.
Islamofascists, Islamists, another name that seems to come up recently.
See, I think that's come from America, the Islamists.
Islamists, Islamofascists, all those sort of things.
Yep.
Now, today in the paper, I'll go back to MX, that bastion of journalism. In MX, there was a letter published, and then there was some editorial following it.
Don't get me started on MX.
Oh, MX is a piece of shit. But in my opinion.
I can't believe how many people take a copy of that thinking that it's like an independent read.
I know.
It's like, yeah, oh, it's free. Yeah, it's free. Of course it is. Yeah, free media. Yeah, good.
Free media. Bought and sold by Murdoch Corporation.
Exactly. And my personal favourite, the really interesting news is referred to as interesting but boring.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's a little interesting. Oh, sorry. No, important but boring.
All of a sudden, Richard thinks it's a good idea.
But that's actually the serious news. So, there's a letter on MX from this woman going, you know, I think we should hold up these people as heroes. They're Australian heroes. Mm. They're legends for taking back the beach from the violent thugs. Mm. Now, that pretty much just dropped through the ether and didn't go anywhere until today, until Peter Costello was talking about the comments made by Sheikh Al-Hilali. And his comment was, and of course, as we know, the Liberals have been linking this entirely back to Paul Keating. This is all Keating's fault.
Well, Keating was down there. He was in a pair of Dick stickers, but he wasn't wearing zinc.
Mm. No, no,
he's
no.
got a darker complexion than...
But he was saying Frank Saitar was my friend on
That's
his tattoo.
Right.
But so
I believe he caught a train back through Brighton.
Did he?
Mm. But you know the funny thing? He left on a bus.
Yeah, exactly. And did you see any bruises on him?
No. Nothing.
But, so Keating, the linking is all back to Keating, saying that Keating had a chance to deport Sheikh Al-Hilali back in when he was in government. Mm. He didn't because there was a branch stack inside his electorate, blah, blah, blah.
I think it's actually because he actually didn't do anything wrong.
Well, exactly right. And the world was a different place.
It was a different place. This is a world before the onset of the war to terrorise.
Correct.
It's before the racial stereotyping.
Yep.
It's before the media simplification. The,
totally.
You know, the usual shit that we work with every
Costello's
day.
Comment
it's
this morning.
Before Idol.
Exactly. And that's just the root cause.
It
was before Idol, yeah. Root cause of all evil.
I blame Casey Donovan.
Particularly Kyle Sandilands. Ooh. But anyway, so...
I believe you guys know all the names. See, here I am taking the piss out of it, and you know all the names.
You know what? I can even tell you probably the four people now who are still currently in the competition.
Oh, dear.
Moving on. Okay. So back to Costello. Costello basically said that the Cronulla riots would have never happened had Sheikh Al-Hilali been deported.
Mm. Now,
true.
Because of this whole, like, the fact that he was preaching, in inverted commas, terrorism.
Can I just say...
Or sedition.
There is absolutely no link between the young men at Cronulla, who were apparently, they were basically harassing people before the riots, okay? Not necessarily violently, I'm just saying there was harassment going on.
Yeah.
There is no one has said they're Muslims.
Yeah.
No one's in fact said that where they're even from. In fact, if you remember back to the initial reports, a lot of these guys who were apparently had meetings afterwards with the other you know, Anglo gang, in fact, weren't Muslims. They weren't even from the Middle East.
They were Italian and Greek.
Quite a lot of them were from here, or Italian and Greek. They're actually Southern Europeans.
Yep.
So, you see, it actually has nothing to do with Shalk Al-Kalakalakli.
Yep.
It's got nothing to do with anything. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's a red herring. Hey, look at this. A shiny red flag. Everyone look towards this while we go and cut funds to whatever we cut funds to, and fuck you up your...
There's a bit of anger.
Sorry,
there's a bit of anger in that.
At the keyhole! suppose.
There we go.
So I'm just going to put a one down for me. I apologise.
I just reckon it's disgraceful.
So, no, I agree with you. And this is the whole thing. To me, it's complete historical revision. So what I'd like to say, and what I'd like to now, this is where I move on to my prepared script.
Oh, wait a minute. Ding, ding, ding.
Prepared script.
Have we done our link to
Sheikh El Halali yet?
Yeah.
Not yet, no.
Okay.
We'll move to that next.
Okay.
Now, what I'd like to do, because these are now true Australian heroes, these are people who are, I mean, I think we've got to accept that the Cronulla riots were really caused...
The Cronulla train
and beach riots, not bus riots, were caused by Islamo-fascists.
Of course.
And that in revenge for the riots caused by Islamo-fascists... That the Brighton riots, which were in revenge for those, were conducted by Islamo-fascists.
Yes,
so
that's right.
They were revenging their own riots.
You should get a job at 2GB.
I probably could. I need Jonesy. So
he needs some staff. At least someone to touch.
Yes, indeed.
Shouting.
So somewhere back to what I think we should do.
What?
He needs some more people to
listen to. He needs a hug.
To listen
to. Let's be honest. The guy's had a bad week or so. He needs a hug.
Although he won the Cox Plate.
Did he?
Yes.
I'm not even going to touch
you'd
that.
You'd think someone would notice, wouldn't you?
You'd think so, too. Anyway.
Do you think the cock would want it back?
I don't know.
It was on the front page of the
All that sweat and panting.
Yeah. Mm. So I think we should actually regard these Australian people who fought back to take our beaches in the same way we regard diggers from Gallipoli.
Of course.
So I think some things we should actually do to respect, to not just respect these people, but to honour them.
Some stupid things, or does that slip through?
That slips through. First thing I think we should do is, I think we should strike a medal. I think all of the Australians involved in the, and I'm going to start calling it a campaign.
Oh, nice.
It was a battle
to
return our beach back to Australian territory away from the Islamo-fascists. I think they deserve a medal. Maybe they should even march in the Anzac Day march.
You know, I could imagine them up there with their flag, their badge of honour, and up there would be Cronulla.
Yeah.
And then around it, I think, would probably be, say, you know, White Power 1986, White Power 1987.
Or perhaps, just three guys showing their ass.
That'd be it. That'd be it.
Do they get a ticker? Ticker tape?
I think so. They definitely deserve a ticker tape, right?
I think their mascot could be the turkey for, of course, the well-known Australian turkey slap.
Oh, nice. Mm. Nice. I think that should be taught in schools.
Mm. The turkey slap?
Yeah, I think so.
It is.
I think it needs to be taught in schools.
Didn't you know that?
I think we also should declare a public holiday. We've got Anzac Day.
Yes.
It was in a recent DVD.
What? Declared a public holiday or taught in schools.
The turkey slap.
Very true. It was too. Yeah, it's true. I forgot about that. Down in Melbourne.
I'm completely lost.
That's okay. I think we should declare a public holiday. And I think we should just pick a day. I think the day of the Cronulla riots, which I think was mid-January.
I think it was, around that time, yeah.
I think we should call it Stupid Dumb Aussie Fuckwit Day.
I like that idea.
That's good.
I think
we
get
a day off.
We get a day off, and I think it's a long weekend, right, and all Australians should go and assemble on the beach and just beat the shit out of anyone next to them.
You know, there's a good thing about it?
What?
It's a week before Australia Day.
Nice.
In fact, I think we should move Australia Day.
Ooh, even better.
How about
both
this
on the same day?
I can imagine it. Winston Churchill style, we shall fight them on the beaches. See, this is why Howard's into it.
Fight them on the trains.
Exactly.
We won't fight them in Brighton.
But we're not going to fight them on the buses.
We can't fight them on the buses.
Now, because I think we should
We will never.
Ever.
Surrender.
Exactly.
Never. In the field of battle. Have so many. Owed so much.
You've just ripped that accent entirely off the goodies.
Probably been practicing.
Probably
off the goodies. Practicing for 30 years.
Do my best. Now, of course, as we know in the tradition of all great Australian heroes, we need a mini-series. We've had a mini-series. We've had a mini-series.
Is Brian Brown available?
No, I'm thinking about Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Great Aussie dramatic actor.
From Jersey. He could play. I'm sure he could play the skinny white guy with a mullet. He could pull that off.
You know, I actually think Ben Affleck should play the Mufti.
Exactly.
Come on, you can see it, couldn't you?
I'm not going to support that.
You're not going to support. Think Affleck? You think it needs to be Aussie?
It's got to be Aussie. It can't be Affleck. I mean, for fuck's sake, Smith tosser used him.
What about Jason Donovan? Craig McLaughlin as the Mufti.
And Chikwad 2 as the rest of the riot.
Yeah.
That could work.
I'll go with that.
You go with that one?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I was thinking maybe Strop.
But
drag Strop out of.
Swoop? What about having a. Remember that band Swoop? The one with the double bass?
That was The Sharp.
The Sharp. No, I think Swoop as well.
There was a band called Swoop, yeah.
I want some of our bigger soapy stars. Our 1990s soapy stars. What's his face? Who won the Gold Logie?
that was rigged last year?
John Wood.
John Wood. I think John Wood should be in it.
I think John Wood should play the Australian flag.
Honestly, he should play the flag pole. No, he should play the police. Yeah. Who walk in and just, how you doing?
Yep.
How you doing?
Carry on.
Now, who's going to play Carl Scully?
Oh, well, I think Carl Scully's busy playing with himself, so...
Who's that bitch in All Saints?
Oh, Georgie Parker.
Yeah, her.
Georgie Parker is Carl Scully.
Carl Scully.
That works for me.
I like that. I think that could work. And, of course, we need to find someone to play the Islamo-fascists.
Mm.
Oh, Alex Dimitriades. Nice.
Yeah.
He's got dark skin and dark hair.
He does.
He's got big eyebrows. He's got to be an Islamo-fascist.
Oh, he's a dirty wog.
Exactly. Got to use him. Who else could we use?
Come on, that's safer than your Alan Jones.
He needs a hug. You're telling me he doesn't need a hug?
It's been a tough week.
It's been a tough week for Jones.
It's a good idea to make a quite a slight tangent there. Was there any comments from him on air about
none at all?
I don't even think he's on air.
No, he is. He's back. He was back on air on Monday. Yes.
No reference whatsoever.
No, he did talk about spending. He was actually in London.
He was in London.
He went to London
in a lovely yellow shirt.
And he went to visit. He went and saw a musical.
He was. He did.
And he talked about that on air.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started. Then he had an interview with John Howard. And the transcript said John Howard welcoming him back, saying he's been missed.
Right.
What was interesting though during the week was the new chairman of the ABC saying that the ABC actually declined the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they spent
how ridiculous $100,000
on the book.
Do you remember this?
No, I missed all this until today.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, I'd missed all this.
Wow.
And that they decided it was too litigious to go.
Yeah, like he did most of it fully planning for them to publish it, and they did right up until the last minute.
So. Until
the lawyers sort of stepped in and said.
But then who just published it now? Is it Alan Unwin? I think it's Alan Unwin.
Someone like that, yeah. But they're making an absolute picket out of it.
It's sold you wouldn't believe. In fact, Chris Masters is doing a speaking talk, I think, either tonight or tomorrow night at Glee Books. Which initially had 150 people at it. They had so much demand they've had to move it to the Seymour Centre. Takes, I think, what, 800 or 900?
Yeah, more than that, I think.
Yeah,
Seymour Centre?
1,500.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, interestingly enough, with this whole debacle, really, apparently now they're calling Alan Jones the new Harry Potter. He's actually selling more than Harry Potter's latest book.
Yep.
So the Harry Potter phenomenon has now been beaten hands down.
Yeah, but hang on. I mean, there's no Harry Potter out at the moment.
Yeah, there is. There was one released a couple of months ago. That was what they're competing
to. The figures when it was released.
That's what they're doing. They're showing it competing with the figures from when Harry Potter was released.
Oh, when
it's
it was
beaten
released.
Those figures.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Mm.
Was about a schoolmaster, strangely enough.
It was.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. And there's children involved.
There is. And stories to tell.
Mm.
Open wide, come inside.
But interestingly, there was a...
Play school.
Which actually celebrated its 25th anniversary this year.
It did, isn't that nice?
It is nice.
No, I think it's good that Play School
Play School. It's had its 25th anniversary
this year.
Play School's
still around.
And I'd like to thank Abe for reminding the audience about that.
Mm.
I think it's important. It's an important thing that we should make reference to, and I think it's an important thing we should celebrate.
Play school's important for kids.
It is.
So I'd make my will.
I think I just got us out of that.
Did you?
I hope I did anyway.
Do you seriously think you got us out of that?
I think I did.
We have no hope whatsoever.
And if I didn't get us out of it in that, wait till I edit this thing.
Right.
Moving on.
Kidding. You chicken shits.
Funnily enough, I'd actually got to the end of that bit.
Not as bad as Alex.
I just think that historical revisionism is stupid and the fact that the Cronulla Riots
That's it. That, what else?
That was it. That was my list.
What? Just a freaking medal and a
holiday and a mini-series.
I think it's beautiful.
It's not bad.
All right, that's not too bad.
That's not bad. I just think that it's absolutely stupid.
What about a reality TV show? They could get them all on, and each week they got to beat the shit out of someone. And then gradually vote them down into the last guy.
Yeah.
And he's the complete and utter fucking moron. And he wins.
He's the head of the fascist.
And his prize is someone gets to go up and blow his head off.
Can we give him a stupid name like they gave Jihad Jack a stupid name?
Jihad
Jack in Melbourne?
But wouldn't the Australian TV series, wouldn't the reality TV series, wouldn't it be better to come up with the greatest Australian? In fact, what it could be called, instead of Australian Idol, it's like Australian Beach Idol. That's what it's about.
Idol.
We find the greatest Australian beachman. and yep. beach woman in the country. They're the person who's gone...
Chillers and blokes.
Above, exactly. Above and beyond the call of duty to make going to the beach uncomfortable for every family.
That isn't a...
What about racist idol?
Nice.
Ooh,
I
like good. That one. Race baiting.
See, does, yeah. this, like does this type into... And I should at this point say that my name is, in fact, Gordon, and I don't live anywhere in Sydney. The whole Bra Boys thing in Maroubra?
Yes.
And the way
what
the
are the Bra Boys?
The Bra Boys
just
are...
Just like to mention, my name's Simon, and I don't live in Sydney either.
The Bra Boys are... and you're Avid, you do.
Okay.
The Bra Boys are a group of hardcore surfers who claim that Maroubra Beach is their own. Hence the name Bra Boys, Maroubra.
I'd like to see their bill of sale.
I don't think they bought it. I think they just owned it by use of urination levels in the water.
Now,
can actually trace their DNA back.
One of the famous Bra Boys, and there's been a big case about it, was one of the Abbotton brothers, one of which is an international surfer. The other guy was, and there was a really nasty court case surrounding about violence committed by one of the brothers, and the other brother allegedly hid the story, which was all thrown out the court, and he was proven to be innocent. But the Bra Boys now have actually had it's been funny. The Bra Boys were these basically thugs, and the media had referred to them as thugs.
Mm. In fact, they were the people responsible for the first riots.
Correct.
They were the ones who moved in. They were the ones who actually did and instigated that letter drop. They were the ones I was trying to think of.
But now we've got to the point.
Are they now a Cronulla cell?
I think they are, yes. I think they're nice.
So were they effectively a sleeper cell? Were they all
just
the time?
No, I think they're just a wanker cell.
Were they underneath Australia's radar?
Possibly.
All the time, hidden in our community.
Why didn't ASIO find them?
They weren't looking. They're the wrong colour.
Nice. No,
they've been hiding right near the sewage outfall.
Another piece of historical revisionism is the fact the Bra Boys, I mean, Kobe Abbotton, the guy who got off on all this, has started a new fashion label called My Brother's Keeper.
Oh, God, yes,
which
I
is
know.
The tattoo
he's in Cleo's back.
No, it was misspelled. My Brother's a Sleeper.
Ah, that's true.
The actual label.
He's Cleo. He was
the Cleo Bachelor of the Year, correct.
Yeah.
And so he started a clothing label. The Bra Boys now are being interviewed as Australian heroes in many ways. They're being interviewed as, like, you know, for their perspective on the riots, their perspective on what Australian beach culture is like. And there was even a thing in that stupid, glossy wankola of a magazine, the Sydney magazine that SMH puts out once a month, that said our beaches, our territory, and there was the Bra Boys talking about what it means to be an Australian at a beach. They were... Certainly in the reporting of them, and I don't know about the reality, and hi, my name is Gordon and I don't live in Sydney, certainly not about the reality of them, they were reported as a bunch of thugs.
The initial reporting actually said that the Bra Boys were responsible. That's what the initial reporting said.
That's pretty disgraceful, Gordon.
I agree, Simon.
I've got to say, it's completely disgraceful.
And I hope
must be done about it.
And I hope when you go back to Adelaide...
Yeah.
That you take that story back.
Likewise, when you head back to Brisbane.
I agree too.
Yeah.
It's ASIO, dude. ASIO has tapped into your CD player and said, "You are an Islamo-fascist."
So,
I wonder
have you done your link yet?
No, I can do the link now. Do you want me to do the link? I'll do the link.
No, I thought you were going to link between.
I'm happy to do it. Linking is one of my.
No link. No, no. With the in segment link. I thought you were going to do the link.
That's what I was.
That's what he's trying. Are you ready? You're another.
No. The in segment link to Hallelujah.
Well, the in segment link, of course, is the whole Costello blowing the Halali thing out of proportion. But we can talk about Sheikh El Halali, of course, if you wish.
I thought we were going to do that, but if we're not, that's all right.
That's what we were going to do, I subtly played this track then went to it. That was thus the point.
Excellent.
But considering we're radio professionals, there is very little point doing so. Right?
There is.
Has someone got a CD? Because I got nothing to play.
Yeah, I'll give you a CD.
Don't you like? Did you like?
While you're doing that,
this is called practice
radio. I'll just do a quickie.
When things should be done invisibly and behind the scenes.
Can I have a quickie?
You can do whatever you want. Yep. With Abe.
I may not have time.
Just
he'll probably beat me to it. If he beats me to it, then he beats me to it, you know. What can I say other than beating me to it should pretty much beat me to...
Was Betty Saviet off their album Log 22.
Otherwise known as Betty the Rag.
And the track was Wide Eyed.
Is it Betty Saviet?
I know a guy called Saviet.
Saviet, do you?
And
I'm trying to remember his name. I think it was Greg Sivert.
Okay. Any relation to Betty Sivert?
And he owes me 10 5.5-inch discs.
Bastard.
Which were quite expensive at the time.
They'd be useful now.
Yeah. Came over to my house and asked if he could borrow them.
And never turned up
and
again.
I never saw him again.
Tool.
Really?
He's definitely a tool.
He's a tool. This is the Welcome Back Forest. You're on 2RRR 88.5 FM, and it's 10 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and... you should point out our website, which is www.walkblackforest.org. And yes, I know, there will be shows. Just shut the gup. I'm ready now.
Okay, fair.
I'm done.
Can we also mention the new Machinima series?
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, so we've just done a Machinima series, so check out the website, there'll be a link to it.
Excellent.
I've
done the site, I just haven't put the link in.
Nice. Nice.
It'll be there.
We heard a preview today.
It's niggles.
It's nooched.
You know what it's all about? It's all about pants and wetness.
Is it?
Mm.
Exactly what you'd expect from a walk in the Black Forest.
Mm. Exactly.
Minus the bad German accents.
Your wet pants network. Oh, no, I just made that up.
Is that going anywhere?
No, it wasn't.
It's not at all.
Anyway.
Delay the segment start because I so want more of this.
Go for it.
Go for it. Right, we're going to talk about Bully ever so briefly. I don't know how long we'll go for, but briefly, there's a game called Bully. You may be aware of it.
No.
Right, it's the number 3 top-selling game in the United States of unconsciousness at the moment.
What's number 2?
I don't know.
Bambi, The Insertion.
I would have thought you would have done your research.
Who cares?
I care!
Oh, Duva in the High Heels. That's the second one.
It's probably Gears of War, I would assume.
I don't know.
And what's number 1?
I don't know.
Battlefront.
What the? Where is your research?
World of Warcraft.
Okay, fair enough. I'll take that.
Okay. Good.
You just pulled that out of the fire, son, and it's all good.
Did you know that World of Warcraft is the only PC game in the current top 10 best-selling games in Australia? World of Warcraft.
Really?
What's that?
Well, the others are what?
PS2 and Nintendo, but Nintendo is just any Nintendo game system because they're really cheap around middle of the year. It's just selling like the mofo.
Good. Now, Bully is released by the guys who did Grand Theft Auto, GTA, San Andreas. And if you remember, San Andreas was the game where you could... turn on a flag, and you could have sex with prostitutes.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. Cool.
But I don't want to.
I want to get into that game.
Yeah.
You know, I've been out of gaming for about 10 years. I'm back in.
And
I don't think Pac-Man used to do that, did he?
Ms. Pac-Man did, though.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. So a hacker by the name of Hot Coffee designed the patch, and they call it the Hot Coffee.
So his name is Hot Coffee.
Hot Coffee.
Does Peaches want to date him? Because
anyway,
he's the sort of guy Peaches would write.
So these guys aren't new to, what's the word?
Controversy.
Games? Controversy. Mm-hmm.
So their new game, Bully, which, by the way, is number 3 on the US ANS top-selling games list, if I mentioned that.
Number 1 is World of Warcraft.
That's right.
I listen.
And number 2 is not World of Warcraft.
No, not World of Warcraft.
Let me get this straight. I just named...
Duvawacky on the heels of Duvawackies.
And 4th is Gears of War.
Gears of War.
So I just named... the 2 newest Xbox 360 games, and you took his World of Warcraft over that? What's wrong with you?
He's sitting on this side of the desk.
Yes.
Oh. You're sitting on that side of the
desk. Okay, that makes sense.
It's very true.
Right, Megan.
He walks around with an iMac in his hand.
So the thing with Billy,
puts him ahead of anyone else.
It's not an iMac.
Sorry.
It's just a very large USB drive.
Fair enough.
Now, Bully.
Yep.
So the company is Take-Two Interactive.
Yep.
And, basically, in Bully, you star as a 15-year-old Jimmy Hopkins. Now, I don't know, are you familiar with GTA, Grand Theft Auto? Basically, you're a guy, and you run around in a complete world and you shoot people, steal cars, all that sort of stuff. So in Bully, you're a 15-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
You've got and I'll quote here, navigate cliques, fights, and young love at his new boarding school.
Yep.
Yeah, boarding school is probably a bit of a giveaway, to be honest. Along with winning brawls, completing missions, winning favours with girls with candy and flowers in exchange for kisses.
And dobbing in as Lamo fascists that you notice in the playground?
Okay. Now, a lot of parents' associations in the US tried to ban it because it emphasises bullying.
You know, can I just say,
you know what,
at this juncture, parents just don't understand.
No, they don't.
They just don't understand.
They just don't understand.
If they don't shut up, we're going to beat the shit out of them.
Did parents try and ban it because they didn't bring in the curriculum of intelligent design into the game?
Yeah, that's it. That's
the
sequel.
That's the sequel.
Yeah, sequel.
Bully
that was part
2.
Of, yeah.
Jesus did it.
Well, the interesting about this game isn't so much the bullying and the beating up and them trying to rate it at quite a high rating.
It's the sex.
Close. In the game, Jimmy can kiss girls and win their favours, and that's how you win points.
Mm-hmm.
But he can also kiss boys.
Ooh!
That wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Did you get double points?
It doesn't say whether you get double points.
But you get double-teamed.
And it's got one sample exchange here between Jimmy and one of the boys, and Jimmy approaches a tall blonde boy with some flowers, and the boy replies, "I'm hot, you're hot, let's make out."
Nice.
Now, excuse me, can I just ask a question?
So this game definitely doesn't involve intelligent design, it involves homosexuality.
Doesn't that fly in the face of most homo... How do I put this in a good way? Small, narrow-minded gamers who are probably a little bit, scared of that kind of area.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to think of the word. You know,
you're saying that young boys, if they're homosexual, shouldn't be promiscuous, but if they're heterosexual, they're fine.
No. What I was just trying to say was gamers are notoriously
nervous around women.
Narrow-minded.
Narrow-minded?
Narrow-minded. Right. Homophobic. That's the fucking word.
Homophobic.
Motherfucker.
That's too real for you.
I don't think so. I think in modern society, the youth of this planet, I use the word planet as a wide-ranging sort of description of...
Western world where we all have money.
Of the planet, basically. Are more not only tolerant and understanding, but more, indifferent to sexual... preferences, aren't they?
I think there's an element of that. I think that if
not like when you and I were kids.
No, when it was all naughty, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, yeah. And
boys on boys, get out of here.
And you had to do the camp accent. You had to do the whole hand movement.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah. That was the
come on down to Carnulla.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think in many aspects you are right. Your average media savvy, and I use that word because I can't think of any others, your average media-savvy youth that perhaps plays games, uses their phone, uses IM, is less, concerned about sexuality in the sense that they've got gay friends, they've got, friends from multiple racial backgrounds, they're relatively integrated in many ways.
I say...
just generally youth is more tolerant.
That's a load of shit.
In understanding.
Because the...
Except... In Cronulla.
Yeah.
The rate of attacks
and
against
Lakemba.
Both gay young men and women has actually risen considerably.
Yeah, but I don't
that
think...
That could also be because more people are open about it.
Possibly, but I don't necessarily think people are more...
But is this caused by your average Dalek jumper-wearing gamer going out and beating up a gay man, or is it more caused by the people who perhaps are not interacting with other people in a broader sense? They only meet people in their school or in their social group. They don't meet people overseas. They don't interact online. They don't use multiple forms of communication. They really just are just, mindless thugs.
Or as you'd say, fucking morons.
Yeah, exactly. People who would actually be celebrating Stupid Dumb Aussie Fuckwit Day. I don't know.
Hey, that's a national holiday.
That's what I said, they're out celebrating.
Yeah.
Are those people, I don't think they're the gamers. I think if you look at Generation Y, and I hate that term, but if you look at the concept of Generation Y, you've got the split of people who are actually quite media savvy, quite communicative, and I think they're actually a lot more tolerant than your average stupid, dumb Aussie.
Yeah, but I think the thing also is you have to, the idea of a gamer, or who are the gamers, has now changed. It's no longer the person who's into technology, it's no longer the person who's into technology, it's no longer the person who's into computers or building things or graphics or animation or
it's
toys
skaters.
Or whatever. It's a much wider section of the community. When you look at games like Saints Row and Bully, and Saints Row is the Xbox 360 game which came out when Xbox 360 was released, and it's similar but not as violent, but similar. And you look at the people who are playing these games, and they're not, you run of your mill everyone, but the games are also, the same people who are playing Bully are also playing Madden NFL and Halo 2. Like, it's the same thing. So they're not being drawn to a genre of game, like, say, role-playing or strategy games. They're being drawn to the fact that they're games, and they'll play them.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, game like Bully, if it's anything like Grand Theft Auto, is more an immersion game. So if it's that, it's roleplay, basically. You know, it's like,
World
of Warcraft. It's like, you know, all those games where you just become someone and you get dumped in the middle of a thing and go explore.
But if you look at, like, say, traditional RPGs, as opposed to World of Warcraft and these kind of games where there's a lot more action, say, traditional RPGs, your Dungeons and Dragons kind of based stuff, they're falling off the twig. Baldur's Gate, the last one, just died a death. And that was the kind of preeminent RPG that was in the market. So things like this, I think they're kind of RPGs, but at the same time they're a mix between RPGs and first-person shooters. Like, it's that thing where...
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
And that's
let's
the thing.
Go,
so
let's
it's
that
kind of...
We've sort of gone
that kind
off,
of crowd.
Yeah, no, I don't want to say what type of game it is. We're talking about fags. No, but the interesting thing is that a lot of, I would say game video enthusiasts and stuff like that, but, you know, the gay community is starting to, you know, come out and say, wow, not only is homosexuality just assumed within the game as a normal thing, but Take-Two didn't promote it and didn't say or didn't put that in their press release, you know, and you can kiss boys as a sort of, you know, we're doing this as thing. Mm. It's just... There it is. That's
part of that natural. It's a normal
part of natural
society.
It's a good thing.
If I can say natural selection.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I think it's an interesting step forward, particularly for a company that's been criticised in the past for being controversial
and sensationalist,
male beating the shit out of prostitutes, sort of,
and thing. Quite sensationalist in many ways.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would have been an easy thing to be sensational on.
Yes,
dead
very
easy.
Much. Dead easy. Obviously, you know, a lot of people complained. A lot of parents are now saying...
Particularly in the South.
Yeah. Including one quote, I can't have my kids playing this game. This is morally reprehensible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So it's okay to beat people up.
GWB,
but it's not okay to
them. Washington.
It's okay to beat people up, but it's not okay to reach out and touch them.
Yeah, but see, this is the... And I agree, there is the issue. In many cases, we look at the games, sort of the violent games always get a bit of a run, you know, a bit violent, but if you look at the revisionist view of them, the violent games are just a release.
So's ejaculating, so what?
I was about to say, the gay games, or kissing a girl, that's another type of release.
There's been a number of studies recently, Peter, that are actually trying to are suggesting that it's not all release. Because the argument in the past has been, get in and play violent video games, and that removes all your violent tendencies because you become a more balanced person out in society. And they're actually trying to retract some of that stuff because they think it may not necessarily be as accurate as they thought that...
Because you know what? In 95% or maybe 90% of the cases, people who play the games just play the games because they're fun. I mean, it's like metal music. Oh, yeah, metal music makes people go and commit suicide. Well, no, 90% of people listen to metal just like it.
Depends on what metal.
That's true.
Shit stuff.
Yeah.
Get it off the fucking air.
But you see my point. Like, it's just people just do stuff because it's fun.
Mm.
Yeah, but a lot of the violent games do acclimatise you. Well, that's not the right word, but you know,
desensitise
you to violence, which in some ways is a bad thing.
But so does watching the news. I mean, and this is this is my.
But you're not a participant in the news. You're an observer in the news.
Or as I prefer to call it now, who died this week? That's what I'm calling the news. Mm. Who died this week? I was watching the news last week, like Wednesday or Thursday, and I kid you not, every news story was someone dying.
No, but see
it's not who was born this week.
It's who's dead this week.
Who's dead this week.
We should have that as a segment. Who was born this week? Go into the future, work out what they do in 35 years and go, you know, the next Pope was born today.
Mm. They should even take it one step further and call the news... Who didn't die this week and just show people.
That's good.
Nice. Show a whole bunch of people.
I could be cynical and say, what press release did we read this week?
Mm. Copy and paste.
Because that's what the news generally is. It's just it's just press release, news by press release.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, like, my favourite is always, we found a new cancer treatment, says Merck Sharp and Dome.
Brought to you by the medical specialists at
Merck Sharp and Dome. I just call them Merck Sharp and Dome.
Nice. It will avoid a lawsuit.
So
there you go. No, that's it, really. Just I thought it was an interesting aside that you know, video games are starting
head that direction. So
I think so too.
Because you can also do that in those Sims games, the Sims games, you know, Sims.
Yeah.
A lot of that, that
there's
kind
a lot of fags in that as well.
Welcome to the Bay Forest, your place for cultural sensitivity.
I'm really very uncomfortable.
That was a band from my hometown, being Gordon from Brisbane, as I am, and that was the Dream Poppies, and the track was called Don't Go Home.
So great band,
a great local band.
During the week,
yes,
I had this great idea.
Yep.
I reckon, the government's probably got a lot of surplus money lying around, because education, health, and all that sort of stuff. A lot of money being taken out of that, saved from that, because they're
reinvested.
They tend to be a money pit, education
they do.
And health. Doesn't matter how much you put in, people just getting better.
And it's the home of the left-wing ideologue. You can't have that.
Exactly. So
you've also got your problem with disability services, don't you? You know, people, you know, have trouble being in the community. So what we should do
is
just don't let them integrate.
Exactly.
Take the money away. It's a waste of money.
Well, you know, if you haven't got any legs, then you only need half the money.
Exactly. Because you're only half a person.
You're only half a person. So I had this idea. All the money that they've put into this big, massive honey pot.
Yes.
From saving, from not having to put it into, like, these services.
Left-wing ideologue homes of corruption.
Yeah. We should sponsor a Jesus for every high school.
Nice.
That's not bad.
Our own personal Jesus.
Own personal Jesus.
Nice.
In every high school.
I think Depeche Mode actually went on down that path at one point.
I think they might have done.
I think they might have, yeah.
Maybe they could be the first to throw up the first Jesus, I reckon.
Get Dave Gahan in there to launch it.
What do you think? It's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea because ultimately, to be honest, it's actually every Australian's right to have their own personal Jesus. And we understand that, you know,
I've got my own.
I believe it's in the Constitution.
I've heard that. Now, I've missed that entirely. Just went, fushing.
He said cunt, sorry.
Good man. Good man. Anyway.
I was putting that down as seven.
I'm not saying a word. Now,
but the thing is, I need to get in quick before anybody picks up on the idea.
I think
think it's a runner?
I think it's a runner, and I think you will. I mean, firstly, I think we need to point out, as I said, that it is every Australian's right to have their own Jesus.
Yeah.
I think number two, I think it's also...
But only if it's the Jesus that the government believes in.
Oh, no, I was about to say that. Hmm. Secondly, I think it's every Australian's right to ensure
that...
You can have
your own Jesus, but it has to be their Jesus too.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, because only the government would know what's best for us. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there, would
they? Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't have elected them otherwise.
But isn't it... Yes.
That's the beauty of democracy.
It is.
Isn't it ironic that a government that espouses free thinking and anti-socialism is the only people who actually know what's good for us?
Yeah, fantastic.
Someone explain that to me.
I believe it's called democracy again. Mm. So
democracy missing in action.
I think it actually has to be also, obviously, a Catholic or Protestant Jesus. Mm. I think any other type of Jesus, hey, hoofs, perhaps, is not acceptable.
You're starting to water down my idea now, Pete.
No. I think it has to be, there has to be a very, very clear idea of the styling of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, there are other people who believe that Jesus, you know, has different forms.
Mm.
Jesus has different beliefs.
I had someone the other day who said he actually existed.
That's
I know. I pushed him onto the train tracks.
Jesus. But anyway, thank you. Now, this, of course, is all connected to the fact that our illustrious
fascist junta.
Please. That is left-wing propaganda. Yeah,
that's true.
Please.
You know what we should call him now?
God?
Our guiding light.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
John Howard is the guiding light.
This is all, of course...
How about just our pastoral carer?
Nice. Now, John Howard, who says that a institution such as community radio... is so worthwhile to Australia, it's 400 licensed stations and it's 20,000 volunteers, is so worthwhile to Australia that we give it $3 million, has said that in order to perhaps prevent issues of violence, issues of incitement of terrorism...
Racial intolerance.
That every school, if they want one, they don't have to take one, but they're going to be shut down if they don't. If they want one, they get their own priest. Chaplain, I believe, is the word he used.
And I believe that they're...
Yes, you're right. I did steal the idea.
You did? You
stole it? From a greater man than I.
And I think that's... I think that's a very, you're a big man for a better
saying. 90 million.
90 million.
He's pledged. 90 million he's sucked out of the education and health systems.
Yep. And community radio.
And community radio. Well, we never had it to begin with.
That's very true. Oh, we did actually in 96.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he took it out then.
So, yeah. Do you want me to carry on? Or
go for it. No, go for it.
Right, so 90 million to cover school chaplains. Basically, any school can apply.
Yep.
And if you get a pastor along, that's agreeable by the government.
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah. As long as they agree to the type of pastor.
As long as they agree.
Yep.
The school will get $20,000 towards the cost.
So, which is roughly what a pastor costs for a year.
Does it really?
Yeah, because the church subsidizes the rest.
All right.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not a bad deal, really.
That's pretty good.
So to me, $90 million couldn't actually be used in the school system in any other way. I think this is surplus money. Would you agree?
I definitely say that it's surplus money. Or to quote, and I'm going to quote someone in our local area, Judy King.
Judy King
is the principal of Riverside Girls High School in Gladesville.
Just down the road.
Just down the road. In the same electorate as John Howard, in fact.
Funnily enough, yes.
Funnily enough, sort of give or take, sort of.
Bit of redistribution.
Said that what we needed were more social workers. Why do we need to bring religion into it? We are a secular society.
I question that.
I think she's
wrong. I don't think we are a secular society.
We're not.
We are one nation under God.
Oh, sorry, that's America.
I think we're just one nation under John.
We're one nation under their God.
Under their God.
Yeah.
Well, this is the issue, of course. It was someone was telling me about. I was at a party this evening, and they were discussing multiculturalism Australia and the view of this is a person who's fairly well in the government area, the view of some government departments of multiculturalism Australia. As long as you drink wine. If you're a country that drinks wine, you're welcome in this country.
What?
Well, look at the areas they consider to be multicultural.
Oh, right.
Look what John Howard holds up as multiculturalism. Greeks, Italians, Northern Europeans, they all drink wine.
Mm.
Do you see the Islamofascists drinking wine?
You know what's lucky?
No.
It's lucky the Israelis took all the vineyards away from the Palestinians and the Lebanese.
Otherwise, they could come here without a problem.
Exactly.
I know, bastards. Interestingly for me here, of course, I think this, apart from the fact that we are one nation under God, this brings up issues of tolerance, because I think that Australia is not a very tolerant country, and I think we need to bring in some of the tolerance, the acceptance, the openness to new ideas.
Of Catholicism.
Of Catholicism.
The willingness to reach out and touch.
The willingness to reach out and touch. I did drag out my little black book of doom discussing the thing. While I was in the US, I actually was in San Francisco, and a gentleman who professed to be Catholic, because he was handing out Catholic Bibles, said...
How much did they cost?
They were free, and he was walking past this gentleman, and...
Why didn't you take one?
Oh, because I've already got mine. That's my.
You should have taken them all.
I should have. And burned them.
But next to him.
Interesting. Yeah.
Get him to hand them to you one at a time and set them on fire.
So, like, this guy, you try to hand them to a guy, and this businessman basically said, you know, piss off. I don't want it.
Mm.
So this guy, this Christian guy, this Catholic guy, stood and yelled at the top of his voice in Market Street in San Francisco, which is the main street in San Francisco, yelled the following phrase. Now, please tell me if this actually taps into, I think, the sort of level of tolerance and acceptance and openness to new ideas that John Howard is going to be proffering through this chaplain program. It says, he said, Jesus hates cursing. Jesus will damn you. Lord, fuck this man up.
Yep.
That's tolerance.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's awesome. Like I think that's the insightful thing there is that in the year 2006, the word fuck isn't considered a curse
anymore. No, it's not. But to say piss off is.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That's fucking awesome.
It is.
Honest. But you could use fuck in a way like that without being fucking discriminatory or fucking, what did he say?
Damning.
Cursing. Without fucking cursing.
Or being damned to hell.
Yeah.
He counting all those.
So,
yeah.
Course,
that's pretty fucking amazing.
Has he broken 10 yet?
2, 4, 6, 8. He's up to 9.
Nice.
Now, Bob Carr, that fuckwit.
There we go. 10. I think a round of applause for the breaking of the 10.
Thank you.
So thank God.
Bob Carr, who's always been a... He's always been a...
Atheist.
funnily enough.
Yeah. Well, he's been a troublemaker. He's been a complete troublemaker, and I don't know why we put up with him for however long we had
him
looking after this fabulous state of ours.
After he's left it, he's actually gone to a position where he can obviously roust more trouble. You know, shake up more tradition, break down barriers as part of Macquarie Bank.
Mm-hmm. He's doing it.
From the inside.
Of the state.
Well, now you're talking. That's more like it. Yeah. That's more like it. He said a number of things during the week that I completely and utterly disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there will be a steady diet of anti-discrimination actions as a result of this piece of federal government policy. I think that's just, he's just...
Alarmist.
It's just bad blood.
It's alarmist.
He said it should be abandoned. The whole plan about getting chaplains in should be abandoned because it breaches the church and state principle. We don't have one here.
We don't
have a church and separation of church and state.
There is something that we have, but it's not exactly the separation of church and state.
No.
And I don't think it has anything to do with education.
I think you really need to talk to probably Australia's, unfortunately he died only recently, but Australia's most important constitutional lawyer, the person I think who understood Australian constitutional law better than anyone else I know, I believe, Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen.
He was good.
Yeah.
No, who else was good?
We don't have what's called church and state. Separation of church and state. What we have is the separation of state and non-Christianity.
Yes,
exactly. That's what is dictated in this country.
I think that's important.
Yes, he said it also would require taxpayers to finance religious activities.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely ridiculous, because they would be anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just all part of the same old thing.
What's wrong with a round of volleyball?
How much money does the federal government give to Catholic schools? I think it's quite a few.
Not nearly enough.
No, I agree.
Not nearly enough. There should be lots more.
You have cheap Catholic schools if you've got a chapel.
Every private school should have three archery ranges.
I think so. I think we need a reappraisal of funding. I think any public school that happens to be in a Labor electorate, I think needs to have its funding actually paid back. Not removed, paid back. Any money that they have been paid by the federal government in the last 100 years should be paid back.
In the last decade,
with
certainly.
Interest. Mm. Compound.
I think there's a private school.
Immediately.
There's a private school in the North Shore of Sydney that has three underground pools.
Nice.
Yeah.
How do they survive? I don't get... Don't they need four?
They're all given scuba equipment.
Good. That's nice. I was actually at a private school on Saturday. I was up at Sydney Grammar Prep School.
You're right.
Up at St Ives.
Can I ask why? Right.
Playing cricket, actually.
On the way home from Cronulla?
It was. Now, I don't know if any of you know Sydney Grammar Prep School at Snives, if you've been past it. It's in the middle of leafy, working-class Snives. Plenty of bricklayers working out there and handing out free things to people as they drive along the road. It's a very egalitarian part of Sydney.
I think it's also houses half of Johannesburg.
I think it's great to get the kids involved these days.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting at home and playing stupid video games and learning things about how males do things with other males, they should be out doing things in the street. So I think it's awesome that they're out there handing out free stuff, getting involved in the local community.
It is the compassionate heart of Sydney, St Ives.
I think it's fantastic. He said we also fuel religious disputes.
Oh, sorry, I actually had a point.
Oh, did you really go?
I did, sorry.
Do you have a point?
I did, I know.
Well, you shouldn't be allowed to make yours.
Can I have a round of applause? Because it's probably the first one I've made in like 10 years. My point being that going up there, which is only a prep school, mind you, an infant's prep school, had five music rooms.
Wow, that's a lot of instruments.
Their own orchestra pit and a performance area for the said orchestra.
Wow.
Which I think is important when there are... thousands of primary school students still in fucking demountables.
And with no air conditioning.
Yeah, they cook quicker.
That's true.
No, I think it's good that some schools have demountables. It teaches people about life.
It does. Because they're going to spend their life in demountables.
Some people have it good, and some people have to live in a demountable. I think it's good that certain schools should just be randomly selected to have good or bad sort of facilities.
And at this point, can I say that I do not blame the state government for this, because they're a great employer. I blame the federal government, who actually have discriminatory funding against government schools.
Bob Carr, the bastard that he is, also said that it would fuel religious disputes within schools.
Mm.
And I think that's ridiculous, because once you actually get the chaplain in there, the whole school would be converted to one religion.
I think so.
Which means that there wouldn't be any disputes. In fact,
harmony.
It will stop disputes.
It promotes harmony.
Harmony.
Love. Jesus.
And male on...
male love.
reaching out and touching.
Yes.
So, here's a question for you.
Now we're skirting around the issues.
So,
you're phrasing this carefully?
There's a school, say, I don't know, Fairfield area. Say you have around about 70% Muslims and 25% kind of Catholic whatevers, you know, those God, Jesus people, and maybe a fair few like Sikhs and Hindus and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So they decide that they want a school counsellor. Now, the thing we're missing in this whole debate is that, in fact, if you want a government-sponsored school counsellor...
It has to be Christian.
This is what you're going to get. Hmm. Not just a school counsellor. They have to be a religious counsellor, right?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
This is all you're going to get. Now, here's my theory.
Only if you want the 20 grand.
That's right.
Which public school is like, you know, manna from heaven.
Would the government indeed sanction, say, a local mufti being put in as the local councillor for that school? Now, being 75% Islamic students, one would seem to think that that's a good idea.
Howard was actually asked a similar question on radio yesterday, and his answer was, look, this is our offer. You don't have to take it up. If you don't want it, you don't have to take it.
There's your answer.
So that was his answer to that question. What happens if they would like to put in, say, a mufti, or put in a Sikh religious leader or whatever?
He said, Taoist monk, for God's sake.
He said, this is our offer, and if people don't like it, I'm not forcing them to take it.
I think a Taoist monk should be put into every freaking school, to be honest.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Talk about peace, harmony, and love.
They can teach them how to be ninjas.
I think they could just teach them to actually not be complete and total assholes.
Put them into Cronulla High.
Yeah, well, that'd be quite true. And I think Reverend Kobe Abbotton's going into Cronulla High.
So wouldn't be the first time.
Just in summary, so Bob Carr basically said taxpayers will be called on to fund religious activities in schools when there are other pressing needs for funding for child protection programs, drug and alcohol education, and to fight Indigenous disadvantage. John Howard, get fucked.
The band Utopia, the track was called Mess Around, and that was on the Mighty Citadel label. This is a Welcome Back Forest, 88.5 FM. Just briefly, just to wrap up that little bit before, I was watching Andrew Denton's got a new documentary out called God Is On My Side, I think, or God Is... I think that's what it's called. And it's 4 days of shooting that he did at the American Christian Broadcasters conference. And he said one of the cool things I was selling was a personalised Bible, where you can get your name inserted in the Bible in 525 different places. So God spoketh down unto Abe. Now I said,
well, that's already in the Bible, so that's a waste of bloody time.
So, but I said today to one of my colleagues, I said,
but in your case, you could have it removed, which I think is an awesome.
That's pretty good. I'd actually like to personalise it differently.
Yep.
And God spoketh down to orifice.
I actually said that God spoketh down to Satan. I thought that would be quite metaphysical.
Are you free for the weekend?
Are you free for the weekend? Because my place is under renovation.
What the idea of Christianity actually being a duality per se?
Yep. Well, that's deep, but yes.
And on the seventh day, God got off. I think would be
they just dropped the word out of it.
They did.
Yes.
And you could change things like loaves and fishes. So yeah. John Howard would say champagne and caviar.
Or just loads and fishes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he champagne and caviar? Yeah, absolutely.
No, he's not. No. No, he's more beer and meat pies, mate. He's an Aussie. Don't you get that?
He's Aussie, mate.
He's an Aussie.
I saw him down at Cronulla the other day.
I heard that. That is the greatest myth of John Howard, that he's champagne and caviar. He's Aussie. He's all Aussie, all black all the time.
Aussie, mate.
Someone described him as that nerdy guy at school.
That's him.
Today?
That's so him.
And, like, he's a nerdy guy that's, you know, you feel okay because he's done okay.
I actually think John Howard was the kid at school who was a bit of a nerd, a bit of an outcast, but during lunch he used to pull the legs off spiders and lizards and stuff like that. That's what I think John Howard would have been like.
I believe he's the sort of guy that would have, perhaps while he was standing at the urinal with his fellow students, would have pissed on their feet.
I can see that.
Deliberately. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
We had a guy at our school called Wesley, and he used to pull his pants up under to his armpits.
Nice.
Like that, and he wanted to be a ballerina.
Nice.
And I think John Howard. So we call anyone who's a bit of a, you know, bit of a dag, mm-hmm. dagger Wesley.
Wesley, fair enough.
So I think John Howard's a bit of a Wesley.
I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway,
right? Yes.
What was that? I don't know what you're reaching towards. And please keep it away from me. It is around about 10 minutes.
I need to explain it. I don't think I need to explain it. I'm trying to do a job here.
It's 10 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock. Yeah, 88.5 FM, and we are a walk in the Black Forest.
Right, we're going to catch on some of the odds and sods
yep.
that we haven't had time for over the last couple
socks.
Of months.
Yep, fair enough.
There's a UK town...
Are we going to put time limits on those? 30 no. seconds?
Yeah, sure. South Somerset.
Oh, am I doing this?
A town
Hold
called...
On. I haven't started.
No, it's not 30 seconds.
Just, I haven't started. All right, you are you fucker. Ready? Ready?
You fucker. That's two more. I did two more.
The town of Yeovil,
yep.
or Yeovil,
yep.
in South Somerset,
mm-hmm.
The five pubs...
Yep.
In the town, mm-hmm. have fingerprint scanners on the doors, biometrics.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in, it scans your fingerprint.
Yes.
And if you get thrown out for drunken behaviour...
Oh, it won't let you back in.
Yeah, it won't let you back in or in any of the other five.
Oh, nice. Really?
It's all networked.
Now my question is, of course, does it therefore automatically pour the shandy that you ordered last time you were there and have it sitting there waiting for
it
you?
It does.
Nice.
And it also calls over the guy who made fun of you last time when you were drinking your shandy.
The fuck out of the guy again.
Exactly.
Nice.
And it also puts a dollar on the pool table for
oh,
you.
Oh, even better. Oh,
yeah.
Gee, this
it's awesome.
Aren't computers great?
They're fantastic.
I love them.
Apparently what it also does is it also makes a phone call to the girl you picked up who you thought was cute, but when you woke up in the morning you had to gnaw your arm off.
Yeah.
So it gives her a call just to let you know you're there.
Yeah. Nice. So she goes to another one.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
And it automatically sends a message to the wife saying, I'm working late at the office, do you?
It does.
That's clever.
Oh, that's clever.
And also, it just happens to coincide with a 23.5% drop in alcohol-related violent crime.
Wow. Because apparently no one can get into the pub anymore.
Do-do-do-do. Does it have Intel inside?
Spooky. Some have said that they coincide.
They do?
They cause and effect.
No.
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 I don't believe it for a second.
I don't either.
Piece number two.
Here we go.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
Hollywood has come out and said that
Ben Affleck's going to star in the new miniseries, Aussies on the Beach.
Starring Ben Affleck.
Starring Ben Affleck.
And Kevin Smith. As two homosexual men.
And Jason Mewes as the man who comes between them.
And Jason Mewes as the ideologue.
Jason Mewes as John Howard.
Right, that's the last joke I'm going to get at Kevin Smith because you guys just go off on your stupid little fucking nerdy tangents.
Nerdy?
I tell you call that nerdy? If you gave us, say, 15 seconds, I reckon we could be nerdier than that about Kevin Smith.
You know, sometimes I sit back and I wonder which director I hate the most, whether it's Kevin Smith or that nerd who made Lord of the Rings.
You know what?
Stanley Kubrick.
You know, Peter Jackson, Kevin Smith, they look the same.
Actually, so did Stanley Kubrick.
That's a good point.
He was thin.
He wasn't thin.
He was thinner.
Kevin Smith is pretty thin these days. He's lost some weight.
Yeah, right.
The interesting
what, a gram?
Thing... Nothing to me.
That's
says...
what Jason Mewes sold him. Boom shakalaka.
That's funny.
Nerdum, thank you.
Nothing says pretentious filmmaking to me like Kubrick.
I could get in. No, I don't want to get into the
I'm defending Kevin Smith, all right? What do you want me to do?
Abe and I sat
By
there.
Picking on Kubrick?
It's an easy target.
Shall we talk about Eyes Wide Shut?
No!
Yeah, let's not.
Right. So, basically, the Hollywood studios are saying to all these video sites, because, you know, a lot of them are getting in trouble now because they're just broadcasting any old shite.
Yeah.
They're basically saying, try it.
Yeah.
Try anything you want, because they've suddenly realised that from the Napster days, they missed the boat completely, and they're still catching up 7 years later.
Yeah.
So they've done a complete about-face and have said, basically, go out there. Do whatever you want to do. If we don't like it, we'll let you know and then steal your business model.
Yeah, nice. Nice. I love that.
You see, what I'm afraid that this is going to lead to, and I will admit I'm concerned. I was on YouTube the other day and I downloaded a fantastic 80s compilation of Transformers clips to the sound of Take My Breath Away.
Nice.
And look, to me, that meant a lot to me. And I've actually now got a program.
You know, the funny thing is, I believe it.
it's true.
Oh, for the want of sarcasm, just at this very second.
So, I'm a little perturbed by this draconian steps.
They've got ointment for that.
That's true. I'm upset about those draconian steps that YouTube's going to be taking to get rid of these video compilations.
But isn't... I was actually discussing this today. Isn't YouTube some content of YouTube, apart from the fact it's now been taken over by Google and will be changing its name at some point in the next couple of months.
Google?
No, YouTube.
YouTube. That's nice.
That's what they're calling it at the moment.
Nice. But wasn't there a situation with... I think it might have been Warner's that actually allowed all their footage to stay up because Warner's realised that... As they didn't put up complete episodes of stuff off television or movies, that it was actually to their benefit to allow people to download crap.
I didn't see that, actually.
That was a couple of months ago.
Now, MySpace now has an agreement with Fox TV.
Gee, I wonder why.
And you can, exactly. And now you can actually have entire episodes of shows just put on your MySpace or download into your little MySpacey thing.
Does Bill O'Reilly have his own MySpace site?
He does.
Shut up! You just shut up!
turd.myspace.com.au.
I heard that.
Speaking of video sites, there's a new site called TVU Player.
Yep.
And the interesting thing about them is they actually take direct broadcasts from a whole bunch of cable channels, including free-to-air channels. Do you know about them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, you could talk about them then.
I can only talk about them the fact that... On a computer that isn't mine, where the software was installed that wasn't my computer and I didn't install it, that it didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need fairly fast bandwidth in Australia to make it work.
Yeah, right. Because basically broadcasts almost perfect quality.
It does.
Really?
It does.
The cable channels as well.
In the 2.5 seconds of live footage that I didn't see, because it wasn't my computer, it looked pretty good.
Yeah,
I was told.
And what kind of bandwidth are we talking here?
It doesn't really say here, but people tuned in.
Instrument.
Apparently, the biggest traffic they had was during the World Cup, when everyone tuned in to watch all the World Cup stuff. And all these big channels, Disney Channel, HBO, Comedy Channel, all those big ones, Al Jazeera's up there, various other... The problem is, apart from it all being illegal, of course,
which is why it's not on my computer.
Exactly. Is the fact that they're based in China.
Yes.
Copyright.
Interesting. Yeah. So
where copyright is a flexible commodity ready for repackaging.
Except when the Americans go, well, you'll see, the American government will get upset and then they'll reverse the decision.
No, they'll reverse the steamroll over a bunch of counterfeit discs.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I was just leading on from that because this Fox thing on MySpace, you can actually watch the first episode of a new series of the OC the day before it's broadcast in the States. So in a way, it's like a promotional tool. Maybe this tube you play, here's two.
No, I think it's actually just a whole bunch of Chinese people trying to subvert copyright.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if we're not... Just to say it again, we're not journalists.
No, not at all.
So if you are a journalist, or it even have heard of the term journalist, and you would like to do your own research, it's TVU Player. Mm-hmm. So TVU, as in the letter U, Player. Stick it in Google, I would imagine, and it'll pop up, and you could do your own research on what sort of programs are being broadcast.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, apparently Google are now heavily restricting the searches, or more the hits, that people do their searches on. So I'm curious to see what it does come up with, if anything at all.
No, it's not ready.
I did hear, just to give you the lead into that, I did hear a rumour on the grapevine that Google and the...
Now we do it.
Anyway, Google. Is that word again? I'm moving
to the country. With 30 seconds to go. Right. I hate iPods.
So do I.
Right, very quickly before the outro comes on, is that right?
Yep.
Right. So Peaches Girls Off This Week is on again with Donny Tourette's.
Ah!
Otherwise known as...
Donny fucking Tourette's.
Thank you. That's just to give you a bit of a...
Thank you, I've been falling behind, I apologise.
A bit of a leg up.
Yeah, well, I'm behind both of you guys.
So...
How does that work?
Johnny Tourette's.
Was spotted getting very cosy with a Page 3 model.
That's not Jordan.
Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie, yep.
And
Johnny King Tourette's
and Lisa Marie were, quote, canoodling and happily posing for pictures as
Johnny King Tourette's
groped her leg and nuzzled her face.
Nice.
No! Quote, he's supposed to grope her face and nuzzle a leg.
Quote, he wasn't acting as if he had
does that.
A girlfriend. And a source close to Peaches said of
Johnny King Tourette's,
finding he's been getting cozy with a glamour model is going to hit her hard. Because they definitely haven't split. They're stronger than ever.
What happened to Fred Les?
I don't know. He's also nuzzling the Page 3 girl.
Because Fred Les was right in there. Fred Les was right in there last week.
He was. Fred Les
now,
is up.
Just as a summary, Johnny
Tourette's
is the lead singer of Towers of London and
Johnny Tourette's
has also boasted that he's bedded 500 women
at his 16.
Yes, what, and he reckons that Peaches is the one for him.
Except Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
Or is he just playing the field to prove that Peaches is the one?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's
romantic. Look, I think that's a beautiful sign of romanticism that after you've bedded 500 women, that you can just come back to one of them and say, you are the one that I want.
Honey.
Yeah, exactly. This has been another edition of Walk of That Forest. This is Suitable R88.5 FM or... you're listening to our pod on www.walkblackforest.org.
And if you'd like Peter to come to your school and give you some special assistance, perhaps pastoral.
Some spiritual advice.
Drop us an email.
Religious instruction.
Religious instruction. Peter's had a lot of experience in that area. Please send an email to petethedick@walkblackforest.org.
Or just suggest me to PM... @australia.gov.au.
There you go, that's better.
Or, of course, if you want to actually get Pete's qualifications officially recognised by the Catholic Church, you can email him at reachoutandtouch@catholicchurch.org.
Or George Pell at... I think it's George Pell at... I'll remember that and I'll put it on the website.
And if you'd like to send me a photo of you naked, send it to richard@walkblackforest.org.
Especially if you happen to be a hairy 65-year-old man. Everyone has their peccadillos.
And one more thing.
Oh, dear.
Shut up and let him swim in it.
I can't do it.
I'm going home.